Abinowski Usim Shu Aleph by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Beis Talmud Hei Tav Shem Mem Hei July 1st, 1985, Monday.
First one, to mention a brief abdomen, which will be expressive of the devices of Niden Zod, the Talmud, the Veda. Now, you see, there are one of them, so it will make a difference. Only women has a role, whether it's in the media or in the Zodet, in the Zidet, she's very much down to Chavo, even once, even less than Chavo. I mean, the woman is Chavo, but she doesn't have to be Chavo. Imagine, it baffles her down. She has a dinner to deserve a daily, and she has to count like me. But, with the right story. So, the law is, if she sees that in the main door, so then she has to count 7 days. Not 3 days, but 7 days. Let's say a woman has a menstrual flow. In this time, that's in the middle. So then, she's male, Shiva's young. Suppose she has the flow on the Sunday. So she's male 7 days. Whether she keeps on bleeding or she does not keep on bleeding. Even if she, let's say she has a menstrual flow on Sunday, and she has a flow on Monday, and on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, and on Thursday, and on Friday, and on Shabbos will be the 7th day, but she stops. Shabbos afternoon, she stops. She can develop control in Shabbos, and she tells her about it. In Isaac, even though she didn't count in one clean day, she bled for 7 days successively, without a stop. But then, if at the end of the 7th day, the flow subsides, she's the best, and she retires the body, if it's in meaning. But suppose she sees down in the amazing day, so then it depends. If she has one flow on one day, so then, she's Isobetane. And Isobetane has to count one clean day. Let's say she sees Dani Sunday. And Sunday happens to be the Mizid. Before I mentioned on Sunday it will be immediate. But now I mention an example. She sees Dani Sunday and Sunday is already the Mizid. So then she's Isobetane. So she marries Yankin every day. She has to count one clean day. So in other words, Monday has to be a clean day. If Monday is a clean day, so then Monday night she's the Galesh and the Tatarbar 9, just discussing the device. Suppose she sees down in the Mizibe on Sunday and on Monday, 2 days in succession. So again, she's in the town. And she has the same again. She has to count one clean day. So then she has to make sure that Tuesday day is a clean day. How does she make sure? By making the ticket. That's the only way to make sure. And if she makes the ticket, she sees she's clean. So that means she made sure that it's a clean day. So the Tuesday day is a clean day. So Tuesday night she's the palace. And the suppose she sees that on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, 3 days, it should be in succession. And the 3 days are the busy day. So then she's in the daily. So the daily has to count with her, I say, 7 clean days. So she saw that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she's in the daily. Then Isobetane has to count 7 clean days. So she has to make sure that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Achilles. And Eve, let's say, she makes it big every day, and she sees she's clean, that means that she counted 7 clean days. So then Tuesday night she's the goddess, and she becomes a wife. This is the Raisa of the Kabbalah. So, with the Raisa, it all depends. If she sees the needles, whether she sees once or she sees 100 times, whether she sees one day it stops, or she keeps on seeing down 7 days in succession without a stop, so she's maybe if she stops at the end of the 7th day, she's rebellious the night of the eighth day, and she's metazabad. And she's metazabad. If he means, so if she sees 1 day or 2 days, she is of a tana, and she has to count one clean day, that's Shema's end of the day. If she sees 3 days in succession in Zideh, she is of a daile and has to count 7 clean days. Now, suppose she saw 3 days in succession now in Zideh, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so she has to count 7 clean days. So, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday to Sunday. Tuesday, she makes a decay, she finds out. So then it says the whole thing. Says the whole thing, and she makes, has to make a tzitzit, a decay, before the shkia of the seventh day, and then she has to count 7 clean days again. So that's the law. One cheese is of it. If she sees that on one of the days, it takes her a whole minute, and she has to start counting anew 7 clean days. Now, so when I say it's a difference between seeing down in the day or seeing down in the day. What is in the day, what is in the day? So the halacha is the halacha of the Sinai. You dalef yeim shebe nidele nide is the amazing. You dalef yeim shebe nidele nide, that's the amazing. What is the alef yeim? The alef yeim is right. Suppose a woman has the initial flow. Now, the initial flow, the first time that a woman has a menstrual flow, that's when it means. So the initial flow, starts the minutes. So suppose, let's say on the first of the month, let's take an example. Let's say on the first of these, she has an initial flow. Initial flow, the first time that she had an menstrual flow. So that's in minutes. So, And then she sees down on the eighth of this, the initial flow took place on the first of this year. So that started the cycle of Nidus, 7 days. And from the first of this year to the 7 days, then she saw down on the eighth of this year. So that's already the first day of the Nidus. And how many days are there of Yibisibe? 11 days. It's a lot of issues now. The Dalai Yayim Shebeliya Yibide is in Yibisibe. So if the initial flow took place on the first of Yibisibe, so the first 7 days in Yibisibe, whether she sees or she doesn't see, it's called Yibisibe. Every woman. So the days are classified into Yibisibe, or you may see whether she sees or doesn't see. That's not important as far as the status of the young ones. The status have that status, whether she sees them or not. So if the initial flow took place on the first of the year, so the first 7 days of the season are the amazing needed. then Eve, on the eighth day, she sees again, so it's already an exhibit. So it's already an exhibit. An exhibit. For how many days? For 11 days. So the eighth day, the ninth, the tenth, the 11th, the 12th, the 15th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, the 18th, 11th. And you start counting from the 8th till the 18th of Nisan Kuti. You have 11 days. So if she sees down in one of these days, and the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, the 10th of Nisan, she is a Zodekade. If she sees down on the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, and the 10th of Nisan, she counts as a Zodekade. Suppose she sees down on the 11th of Nisan, the 12th of Nisan, the 13th of Nisan, she also counts as a Zodekade. She also counts as a Zodekade. Until the 18th. Now, suppose she sees down on the 8th of Nisan, she saw down on the 1st of Nisan, that was the initial flow. So that started, that inaugurated the cycle of Hymenius. So she was Hymenius. Then she saw down again on the 8th of Nisan. So she was a man. She was a man. So she counted one clean day, the 9th of Nisan. And then the night of the 10th, she is to be alive, she has a violet. Then she sees down again on the 19th of Nisan. On the 19th of Nisan. So it's already after 11 days. Because we had 7 days of Nisan. And then the 8th day was the first day of Nisan. It was the first of the adult day of the Nisan. So you count 11 days. So from the 8th to the 18th, that's 11 days. Suppose she sees down on the 19th, so it's again the 18th. So she becomes a nidah again. She becomes a nidah again. Now, suppose she sees down. She sees down on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. After seeing down the initial flow, on the first of this, so if you saw down again on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, and in the year, 3 days in succession, so she is over there, so she has to start Zion-Kin, she has to count Zion-Kin. Now, she saw on the 8th of this, the 9th of this, the 10th of this, so she has to count Zion-Kin. So the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th. 17 days. 17 days. So then she she's there at the count of 7 days. Now, suppose she sees on the 20th of Nisan, so it's in Midaya. It's in Midaya. Now, according to the Rambam, the Rambam, the Rambam, all the Mishnah, except the Rambam, the Rambam is a very strange. So according to the Rambam and all the Mishnah, so once initial beginnings of it, they left. So the Yiminidus cannot start again unless she has counted, she has completed a count of 17 days. Let's say she saw down on the 14th of Nisan. That's still in Zibet. The 14th, the 15th, the 16th. 3 days. So she has to count Zion King. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Then, 23 is the 7th day. Then, if she sees down on the 24, it's in Lingua again. But suppose she sings down on the 23rd or on the 22nd, it's not in the news. Because once a woman becomes in Zodiac Dele, so the Ignidus cannot stop until she completed the count of Zionism. So if she saw down on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th, she has to count in 17 days, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22nd, 23rd is the 7th day. So only if she sits down on the 24th, it will be neither day. But if she'll sit down on the 23rd, it will not be in the neither day. And let's say, according to Ramban, you have another situation. Suppose she saw down on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. So she became very ill. She has to count 17 days, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22, 23rd is the 7th day. Suppose on the 23rd day she sits down, it says a million. It says a million. So she has to count time again. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30th is the 7th day. So then she'll sit down on the 31st, it will be in the sun. But suppose she'll sit down on the 38th, it will not be in the middle yet, because she has not successfully completed a count of energy, because there was a scale for sensing. The beginning of the individual again might be postponed for months, according to Ramban. That's the Ramban. The Ramban Shiti is not. The Ramban Shiti is very strange, and there are many gemaras, a number of gemaras, to negate the Ramban. We'll see. Several Morris just in this question that appears to be contrary to Ramban. And then there is a Morris in there that the giant which seems to be contrary to Ramban. But the Ramban Shiti is, as difficult as it is, that's the Ramban Shiti. The Ramban Shiti is that once a woman started in the middle, so the first 7 days are in the news, then the 11 days following the first 7 days. So Adam is involved. So according to Ambal, it's even Chesh. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Whether she sees down or she doesn't see down, doesn't matter. It's a straight Chesh. According to Ambal, in the old Hashem, it's not a straight Chesh. It's not 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. It's 7, 11, and then if she sees down 3 days in succession, she becomes Isobel, so the commence, the inauguration of the Yiminita again is postponed until she successfully has completed the count of Ayin Jin, according to Rambam, Al-Tashim. But according to Rambam, it's 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. And what starts a new cycle of 7-11, 7-11, 7-11? So the Rambam explicitly in the Sodia says there are two things that might change the cycle of 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Either a change in the period in the vessel of war. You know, because many women, some women don't have the vessel of war. Let's say 1 month, so she'll have a menstrual flow on the 25th day as of the preceding events of the fall, and another month it will be on the 26th day as of the previous fall, and another month it will be on the 35th day, and another month it will be on the 22nd day as of the previous fall. That's a woman who does not have a vesicle. But many women have a vesicle one. Have a vesicle one. A vesicle one means that every month she sees the dam on the 26th day, for example, as of the preceding one. As of the preceding one. That's a woman who has a vesicle one. So the Rambam says like this, that once a woman started to have a menstrual flow, so the first 7 days are immediate. Then the next 7 days are immediate. Then the following 7 days are immediate. Then the following 11 days are immediate. Split has 7 11. But suppose she originally established Vesit Kavua every 25th day. Then she changed it to every 28th day. So the day she changes the cycle from the every 25th to every 28th day, every 28th day starts a new cycle, a new cycle of 7-11. Or if a woman gives birth to a child, so the day when she gives birth to a child also starts a new cycle of 7-11. So these are the only two things that change the cycle of 7-11. But like this, it's a straight cycle. 7-11. Now, the Ramban is also one thing. Ramban Shiki is only that if a woman has not counted Zayin Kin, so then the Yimide are postponed. The beginning of the Yimide is postponed until she has successfully completed the count of Zayin Kin. But suppose she did count Zayin Kin, except she didn't go to the Mikvah, she wasn't being called Tefillah. So even though, as long as she doesn't go to Tefillah, a woman remains in New York, and violence hides a policy after 50 years. If a woman came in New York and she counted Zayin Kin, but she didn't go to Tefillah, then 50 years elapsed. She already had menopause, everything. So she still has a Shem Nidah. But, so the Ramban is made it, that only the failure to complete the count of Zayin Kin postpones the inauguration of the next cycle of Yimide. But the failure to go Tefillah doesn't postpone the inauguration of the Yimide. That's in the Ramban. Alright. Now this is the rising power. Now most Rishim agree with the Shita of Rambam. The Shita of Rambam is not only that, I mean, I only know one Rishim who agrees with the Shita of Rambam. There's the Rav Amir. But in the Rav Amir we have stairs. We have stairs in the Rav Amir. Certain realities appear to be consistent with Shita Rambam, and certain realities appear to be consistent with the Shita Rambam. But except for Rav Amir, I don't know any other Rishon who agrees with Shita Rambam, because there are no more realities contrary to the Shita Rambam. But, you see, according to the Rambam, so the average woman today, when she has a menstrual flow, is not a Zohar Deinu Midrash. It's not a Zohar Deinu Midrash. Why? Because according to Ramban, so when can it be Yimei Zivo? Yimei Zivo can only be the 11 days following days of actual of actual according to the Rabbah. The seven narrates there are two basic points on which the Rambam, the Rambam differs from the Rambam. First, in regard to the Yiminido, and secondly, in regard to Yimizim. According to the Rambam, Yiminido can only begin after a woman who became Zomidele has already counted Ayin. And then, according to the Ramban, the Yimezimo, the Yudalakim, can only begin after the 7 days of actually. According to the Ramban, it doesn't have to be the 11 days following the 7 days of actual news, it can be potential news. It's a state character. So it doesn't have to be the 11 days following the 7 days of actual news. Now. Doesn't see me in the news.
The next time she sees,
it will be in the news. You have to trace the chesh. 7 letters. So, now let's see the Roshim of the Rambam. And then the Mishnah mentions briefly the Shikha of the Rambam. Now the question of the Rambam is here. Perikvod miluchas isuri bie haloche aleph beis gimul dalat davanide vidamazode vidamakeishi vidamrides vidamteya shalimdeis kulei dam apoku. ומן עמוק ירוף. Now, there are 5 types of dam. What does it mean, 5 types of dam? You can have an unlimited number of dam. We are not talking about dam that comes from the finger. We are talking about dam that comes from the water. So there are 5 types of dam which physiologically is the same. They all come from water. But there is a difference in the dam. But physiologically, it's all dam that comes, that emanates from the water, from the uterus. So there are 5 dams. Dam Amido emanates from the uterus. Dam Azovo emanates from the uterus. It's almost the same thing, except that in certain days it is called Dam Amido, in certain days it is called Dam Azovo. Dam Akeishi. What is Dam Akeishi? Dam Akeishi means a dam that comes out while the woman is labor, before the child is born. That's called Dam Hakeshi. You know, she starts bleeding while she is in labor and she has not given birth. Then, once she gives birth, there is also an abundant flow of Dam. That's called Dam Yeris. And then there is Dantea. What is Dantea? Dantea means any dam, let's say, a woman who gives birth to a male, to a zohar. So she's male 7 days. She's male 7 days. And then after the 7 days, 33 days are in there. Even if she has a big flow of dam, it's not going to work. If she gives birth to a girl, the female, so then she's male 14 days, and after 14 days, 66 days is in there. So any dam that emanates in the Meteya in the 33 days after the 7 days in the Tumei of Yilel Zohar, or the 66 days following the 14 days of Yilel Zohar. So physiologically it's the same. It comes from Moket, but I'll give it externally now. So the Manido, the Mazor, the Makichi, the Mildes, the Tamteo, the Mildes, Kuli the Mechodu, Umina Mokeo, Umay Mechodu, Ubisman Lubabu, Shinishtan Dine, the Tia Lady of Damus and Tabo, the Zumido, the Zuzo, Keta, Rohbez, Kishetire o Isho Dam Trilo, O Kishetire Bishas Vesto, the Oeshe Kobo in Doso, Harizumido Koshiva Sayon. So what in Ogil is the cycle of Yomimido? The first flow. When a woman, when she attains purity, has a menstrual flow for the first time, so that starts the Yomimido. Oh, Shetiro Yishotam Trilo. Oiki Shetiro Bishas Vesto. Bishas Vesto. In other words, a woman who has a Vesak Kavua, and she has the period in the right time, in the right day. So that's also starting in the Oeshe Kavua in Yidosa. Ha'ez Unido Kol Shiva Sayon. Be'i Roaso Kol Shivo, be'i Shaloi Roaso. Elu Tipo Rishino Bilbat. Roaso Dambi Mashmini. So when she sees Dam B'Tchilo, it starts in the middle. Then she sees Dam Dei, like the example I mentioned. She saw Dam B'Tchilo on the first of this. Then she saw Dam Aleita on this. So what is it that starts in the Dao of Yehim of Yehim Zivo? How is it Dam Zivo? Mipnei Shehu B'Loi Eis Nidosa. Then I'll look at it. V'chein Kol Dam שתיר בשיחיונים שבינבסת נידו ובסת נידו, הרי הוא דם זיבו. והלוך למי שמסיני, שאין בין זמנידו לזמנידו, אלא חדוש היין דובר. כל שיר סיון שנקרי או לא, תחלוך את דל. בסת בתחלוסון, הם הנקרואים ימי נידוסון. בין רועס ובין דם, בין לא רועס ובין דם. ומה נקרוי ממנידו? מפני שהם רואים למידו לכל דם שתירו בהם. דמי לא יחושב. סוררם המסעי זה יראה. כובשי לסיון עם שנית ולובסת בתחלוסון, הם הנקרוי ימי נידוסון. בין רועס ובין דם, בין לא רועס ובין דם. ומה נקרואים למידו? מפני שהם רואים למידו. וכל דם שתיר בהם דמידו יחושב. וכל החדוש הימים שאחר השיבו, אין הנקרואים מזיבוסו. בין רועס ובין דם, בין לא רועס. ולמה נקרואים למזיבו? מפני שהם רואים לזיבו. וכל דם שתיר בהם דם זיבו יחושב. ותזויה בשלישי ישראל שאין לי מלדוס על מלזבות. דן, נלוך עבור, כי הביא לספר זה על תשיב. כל מיני אישו, מיין שמכל הלובסת, עד שתומס, אוי עד ש...
So
So even though she saw down on the 19th of Nisan as well, so she's not Isabel. It's not easy. Why? Because she has to count 17 days. So, actually, still in this beginning show, the Sosho, the Hosho in Nisan, the Sosho, Enoel Zobe, she says, Uch, she passed him, she got the king. Vitile, Tarzea, Litrila Sinino, Rasa Nido Vitrilo, the Rasa Vidale, suppose she came in the door, but she didn't see any down in the Vidale intervening days. Michetire being the Tesla, we also have a Nido Kivatrilo, the Rasa Akhovo, in many ways, all is Ide. Elo Arezu, Trilos, Nide. In other words, according to the Rambam, so suppose she saw Jenin the first menstrual flow on the first of this. And then, so then, first 7 days on the Nide. Then come the 11 days of the Nizino, from the 8th to the 18th. Then, come 7 days from the 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 7 days. And she saw down on the first of Nisan, didn't see any down until the 26th of Nisan. According to the Rambam, what will it be? According to the Rambam, it would be in Ziway, because it's a spirit treasure. 7, 11, so you have 7, then 11, so that brings you to the 18th, inclusive. Then 7 again, it brings you to the 25th, inclusive. Now it's the 26th of this, and she sits down on the 26th, so according to the Rambam, what is it? She is of the time. According to the Rambam, she is not of the time. So he says, Harei he nidok ki lui roa sa'at chovov, until the 26th of this, a mainly in a whole is even. According to the Rambam, so it's considered, she is considered as a retirement. Ela areyu tchilas nido, in zivo, elo, biyudale, she smuchin lizayim, she roa so benis. In other words, according to the Rambam, so when can the Nizivu start? Only the 11 days that follow immediately the 7 days of actuals, not of potentials. Two basic points in the Rambam. First, the Rambam mentions one basic point. That Yeminidus can only start after she has completed the Zayin Kiyum, and the Rambam says that. And then another basic point in the Rambam that Yemizide can only start on the 11 days following immediately the 7 days of actual. According to the Rambam, it doesn't have to be the 11 days following actual news. It can be 11 days following potential news. And even though there was no actual news, she saw that she had the original flow on the first of this. She had no flow until the 26th of this. So, on the 26th of this, she has a flow. So, according to the Rambam, she is of a time. Why she is of a time? Because the 26th follow immediately upon 7 days of actual meeting, she was born. She was in Shikrin, even on the first of this, for 7 days. Then she had no flow of that. So according to the Rambam, since the 26th day does not follow actually use, doesn't start in the zero. According to the Rambam, it starts in zero. So if you ask what are the two basic points of controversy between the Rambam and the Rambam, it's very important, very important. It's the basic halachas in the Chasidim. So there are two basic points of controversy in the Raisa level. One is that according to the Rambam, so the Yimeinido can only, one basic point of controversy is in respect to the commencement of Yimeinido. So according to the Rambam, Yimeinido cannot start if a woman has become Zohar Dele until the woman has successfully completed that according to Rambam, it can start anew. Then, another basic point of controversy, according to Rambam, the Yimeinido can only start after the 7 days of Etzur Nidus. But if there had been no Etzur Nidus, so then the Yimeinidus cannot start. Now, so, according to Rambam, we have no problem with women today, a star, let's say, now, of course, no women today keeps the head of the 7-11, 7-11. But why should she? It's not an 11 question. Before the Chacham Yom Yisake, the Aloha, that when the Isho is the Yedam Kiharu, so she has to count Zayin Kim. So then it all depended whether she saw down in the window.
At least for 3 days, some male, according to the Rambam,
every woman today is a subject of killing the Isaac. According to Ramban, if the woman knows she didn't have flow for a number of days, and now she has a flow, so it's a high bullet that she's not his Zobeh. She couldn't be his Zobeh, because his Zobeh, the Zobeh could only be in the 11 days following upon 7 days of actual news. But she hasn't been an actual news. For 40 days she has been. But according to the Rambam, every woman who has a flow for 3 days in succession is a suffix of a is a suffix of a I mean, these are the basic, that's the basic machleket between the Rambam and the Rambam. That's the Raisa. I said that I'm not giving a brief account of this. It's more liquidity and stuff. Discussing, you see, the business of why we learn all of this, discussing, because discussing is the basic here in Rosh Nideh, in Rosh Nideh, as far as the Raisa. So we couldn't, without knowing that translated in the Rambam and the Rambam, we couldn't start the discussion. But then, the other one, so neither I say a woman is a Zobeh only if she sees down the Yezid. And if she sees down the Yezid on one day, she is a Zobeh now. She has to count one thing there. If she sees down, and 2 days in succession in Yezidah, she is still Zobeh. If she sees down, and 3 days in succession, so then she is Zobeh. She is counting. Suppose, now let's see the same example. Yeah, her initial flow was on the first of this. So then the 7 days were needed. Then the 8 day marked the beginning of Yezidah. So if she saw down the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th, so then she comes to the day. Suppose she saw down on the 8th and the 9th, and the 10th she didn't see down. But at the 11th of this, she again saw down. Then she doesn't have to count Zayinikin, only one thing. In other words, when does a woman become Zobeh daily? If the 3 days on which she saw down was a tzufi in succession. But if she saw down 2 days in succession, and then there was one day she didn't see down, and then the following day she saw it down again, inasmuch as she opened it, she skipped one day, not seeing down, so when she sees down again, she is only down. Only when the 3 days on which she sees down are used. That's in the Rashi. Then, she was put upon us. One takone by Rabbi Nachoresh, that called takonas rebbe disobeys, takonas rebbe disobeys, and the other takone by Rabbi Zeir. Now the first takone was by Rabbi Nachoresh by Rabbi disobeys, that if a woman sees down one day, so neither I say if the woman knows that this is Yimei Nideh, so she doesn't have to count Nidhim. Just to count 7 days. If she knows that it is Nidhim, so she has to count Nidhim. But only one day. But rather when the Sakim is on this, that if a woman sits down one day, whether it's in Nide or in Nizir, so she has to count 7 days, of which 6 days will be clean days. That was his day and six clippers. Kadur Misaki, the woman sees that on his own. So she has to count Sunday day and then six more clippers. She sees that on Monday. She has to count the Monday day and start bringing more. She counts it, but six clippers. If she sees that on 2 days in succession, whether in the middle or in the TV, so that was Misake that she has to count these 2 days in Dogenhofer plus five clippers. Five clippers. But still, as of that day, even after the Honest Sundays, if a woman saw down on 1 day, she still didn't have to count 7 days, only that day and 6 days. Then Rav Zeira was Misake that if a woman sees down once, whether it's in the day or in the day, she has to count 7 days. But they were two Tachonis Chachonim. One Tachonis Chachonim is Tachonis Tachonis Chachonim. If she sees down 1 day, she has to count back 1 day plus 6 clean days. If she sees down 2 days in succession, whether it's immediately today, she has to count these 2 days plus 5 clean days. Then the Rabzeira was inside. That's the Tachonis Chachonim. That if a woman sees down once, whether it's in Nida or Nizide, she has to count 7 clean days. So the aloha that a woman, even if she sees down once, she has to count 7 clean days, whether it's in Nida or Nizide, that's a Takon Samoa. That's a clear Samoa. That's what it is. Sometimes you'll find the expression, the minag bnei Yisrael, but chas v'sholem, don't mix it up. That will be a terrible mistake. Mix it up with minag chas v'sholem. It's not minag. Sometimes you find the expression in it because the Zeinus Takone was based upon the fact that this Yisroel originally wanted. But then the thing on the second says, it's not true, it has to show it. That's it, that's not the word. So, but, say it was Misake, because this Yisroel is Chmirolat. So that the Chmirolat is only the background, the term as to why that word was. But has to show it, that it's in it, has to show it. So these are the pinnacles. Then there is a chumre after the chumre. Because as far as Dina Digmor is concerned, if a woman sees down, whether it's in Yida or in Yuzida, she has to count 17 days. Suppose she sees down only 1 day, it's not usual. But if she sees down only 1 day, so it's a Dina Digmor, it's a constant saying, she has to make a certificate that day, and if she finds herself clean before she did, so then she can start counting 17 days. But the two and the Chaver, they mention certain things. That's a chumre of the Sheikh. That is an image. Because it's not a Chazal, so that's like so. What is the chumre that Rishayim mentioned? So Rishayim, prior to Ramot, mentioned only the chumre of 4 expectations. Then Ramot mentions the chumre of 5 expectations. But there is a difference between the chumre of 4 days and the chumre of 5 days. There's a difference. Certainly, while the oil in high out of situations will perhaps make him regarding the fifth day, but not regarding the fourth day. To be making him regarding 4 days, so that would require an unusual heart. There are some in extreme heart situation, but a woman who cannot conceive, if she counts the 5 days over the God's Ayin Kim. But if she will only count Ayin Kim, so then she will be able to conceive. So then there are our royal amikri in this kind of case. But it requires an extreme heart situation. Now, first, I want to explain the Humrah of 4 days over and above the 7 days, because that's mentioned by the Tur, by the Mechaber. The 5 days is mentioned by the Rambam, but 4 days over and above the 7 days is mentioned by the Tur. Why is that based on? Because there is a halacha that in Phoenicia is Pilates Shechazara, so it says Alina of the Zaniki. If it's Pilates Shechazara, so it says Alina of the Zaniki. In other words, let's say that Aloha applies to example. And it applies to his other day. Now, just as you have a Zobel, you have a Zab. Now again, it is even funny, but it's not funny. You know, there are many Jewish scholars who write about Judaism and about halachas, especially if somebody was successful in becoming a doctor or getting a PhD in science. So of course he's an expert in authority and everything in the world. If he happens to be Jewish, if in addition he attended the day school till the age of Bar Mitzvah, so has come to Hamel that he's a big expert to discuss everything. So I read so many articles by Jewish doctors, Jewish scientists, they write about the Jewish law of Zorenza, and they equate Zorenza, in other words, because it's the same word, you know, Zab, Zoret, grammatically, they are correct. But of the being, Zab and Zoret is not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Zab is the label. We will soon be learning that. What is Zab? Zab, again, they are making a certain mistake. Those who write, I mean, I saw so many articles, even in books I read. I mean, there is so much chaos. Everybody writes. Would anyone have the chutzpah to discuss the theory of relativity if it's not a great physicist and a great mathematician? How would anyone dare? I mean, and here I'm actually don't know anything. I mean, they discuss the Din of Nida, the Din of Zohar, the Din of Zab. So you'll find many scholars, they will wait Zab with Zohar. Zohar is Eder. That's that. That's immense full flow. Except that the Nida, it's immense full flow in the Nida. And by Zohar, it's immense full flow in the Zila. So it's a question of time. But physiologically, it's the same as Nidus. Mashiach is that. Zab is the label. Zab is that condition that every person, you know, that there's a venereal disease, gonorrhea. So every person who is afflicted with gonorrhea is his alcohol. There's a certain discharge, an involuntary discharge that comes out, but that's leaven, that's lobon, that's not blood. That's not what. Now you'll find those who write about the Din of Zahav, ends of it, they'll write about Zohar too. I mean, according to them, so every Zohar of Din is a woman who's afflicted with the year of the in Chinese, a joke. But still, no one ever even criticized these cows. I mean, the chutzpah there to write about the laws of the Torah, not knowing the basic things in Chumash that the child who learns Chumash should know. So anyway, so Izal is living, not living. It's not blood. And that is a white shark that is involuntary, that is involuntary, and that if a man has that ishah, wants what ishah, so he has only liking about him. To myself, in other words, he's stormy one day, and then he stays ill, and he becomes ill. Suppose he has two discharges, two rears, so then he has to count Zayinji, but it doesn't have to bring him home. If he has three rears, then he has to count Zayinji, and he has to bring him home also. So there, by vis-a-vis, there is a lot. One year, 2 years, 3 years. One year, he has the same tumors as tumors for cattle. 2 years, he has to count Zion King. Not that about cattle. Understand what I mean to myself. But if he has 3 years, so then not only does he have to count Zion King, he has to bring a cornmold. Now, you'll find in the books, those who write about Judaism, you'll find it. I mean, you'll be surprised to find it. Even in articles written by rabbis, you'll find it among artists too. So, that a Zav is one who has gonorrhea. That's not so. It is true. One who has gonorrhea is his out. But that doesn't mean that in order to be his out, he must be afflicted with the sickness of gonorrhea. One does not fall from the other. In other words, when we say that all men are mortal, you know. So it doesn't mean that all mortals are men, and it was also mortal, and they're not men, they're not human beings. So in other words, every one is afflicted with gonorrhea is his heart. Hence, that involuntary discharge. But it doesn't mean that one who has that, everyone who has that involuntary discharge, it's gonorrhea. And as a matter of fact, the Shiva Drochim Beit Kines Hazar. So there's aloha sometimes when a person, because of the state of shock, he has a dishah, an involuntary dishah. This is something that happens very often, especially to nervous people. I mean, what can happen to a person who is not nervous? If, let's say, he's overtaken by a terrific shock, sometimes even of a sudden joy, so he can have to do any involuntary shock. Involuntary shock. So the halacha is, we should have halacha beitkinas hazar. If the fear is not because of the sickness, but because of a certain illness, because he ate something, because he drank something, because of pachat, and so on, when he's shot, he's not gone. But that's called a real Eitzim. Not like Gabi Isha. If an Isha sometimes a woman, because of a certain circumstance, will have a menstrual flow. It's not a period. So she still needs all so far, all the things in what you're machine king got a zav, there is a loch at the shiva droch in the bait king as a zav. In the venus, machmas machen, machmas mischke, machmas fachat, it's a shiva droch in the bait king as a zav. So when is one to make to my zivyo? Only if it is because of a certain condition, a certain sickness. But it doesn't have to be that gay. Gonna be a, it can be any other sickness too, and you know it can be resolved. Even if you go, not a sickness also. Every person who has gonorrhea is resolved. But this might be symptomatic of another sickness also. Another sickness also. But Zove is something else. That's a menstrual flow. So the halacha is, somebody, I got off the tangent, to point out something that is very important, because you will hear people saying, make this a statement, sounds up the same thing, except one is a man, one is a woman. It's different things. Zav is menstruation, and Zav is a certain sickness. It's Leben, and Zav is other. The Gemara has a whole sukkah discussing how do we know that the Elisha is not male to Leben, and how do we know that the man is not Tommy the other. The other. So the Gemara mentions sukkah to Gabriel. But it's separate things. Zav. But Al Kadim, there is a lot of Zayin vis-a-vis Zav, and there is a lot of Zayin vis-a-vis Zav. So that's the Aloha that is coming about, the Zayin Kim Aloha. So there is a lot of vis-a-vis Zav, vis-a-vis Zav. Vis-a-vis Zav. I mean, that he, a Zav, or a Zav, was still the Shabbos Zahra. Still the Shabbos Zahra. So it says there one day of Zayiki. In other words, a Zav, let's say, if he had a Dishav of Kerish, the Shabbos Zahra, and he's a Zav, he starts to count Zayiki. Then on one day, so we had a discharge of Shekwazera. So then, it says her one day, and the woman who is Zove, suppose she was pregnant, Shekwazera. So then it says her one day, something. And that is very common, that women, married women, can be period Shekwazera. Involuntarily and unconsciously, they are not even conscious of it. They might be period Isha Fazar. So, Melee, now that has been served as a Machlokes, and not even Suki in Shabbos. Suki in Shabbos, till how long after Tashmish is the letter Sheikh Fazara says the one day of Zion King? That has to do with Shuas. There's a Sugi in Shabbos. Now, the Shulchan fast is the very Shabbos. One time in Shabbos says that only if she's Pileta Shechvazera within 3 days, Eime consists of 12 hours. So 3 days means 36 hours. And one time says that even if a woman is collected as a Shefazara, even if a woman is collected as a Shefazara, is collected as a Shefazara within 6 days, 3 weeks less. So then, in other words, in each disless you have 2 days. So 3 disless is 6 days. 66, 72 hours. 72 hours. So it says everyone. Now, the Rambam passes like the Tane that only if a woman is Puletta Shechazera within 3 years, within 36 hours, so it takes her 1 day of Zion Kippur. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah, they both pass things like the Tanoim, that if a woman is Puletta Shechazera within 6 years, within 72 hours, as of Tashmish, so it says her 1 day. So really, there is a Chumrah that's not anymore, but there is a Chumrah in the two pastors like that, that before a woman is capable of starting to count the time of healing, she has to count, I'm not mentioning the Chumrah of the Ramah, I mentioned the Chumrah of the two and the Chava. She has to count 4 unclean days first. So if a woman, let's say, if a woman saw damaged Shabbos, so first she has to count Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 4 days. Then on Tuesday, she makes her tekara, she makes it again. And if she finds out herself clean, so then Wednesday is the first day of the 7th of days. And she's been cast a bylaw after tefillah Tuesday night, the following day. That's the psak of the two and the mechap. Why? Why does she have to count 4 days over and above the Zion Kippur? Because maybe, let's say, she will be with her husband. She will be in Shamish Kitos with her husband. And Shabbos, let's say, at 5 p.m., Shabbos at the moment, she saw down and Shabbos. Now, and she will be in Shamish Kitos, let's say 5 p.m. on Shabbos, and then she will have a discharge of Shechazera, let's say on Sunday 5 p.m., a minute before 5 p.m., or I mean Sunday 5 p.m., or Monday 5 p.m., or Tuesday, a minute before 5 p.m. So it will be within the 3 days, within the 6 days. Because we pass through the Kiretta Shechazera within 6 days, 6 times 12, 3 times 24, within 3 days. So when, if she was in Shabbos Kutoso, at 5 p.m. Shabbos, when will the 3 mitzvahs end? Yeah, 1 mitzvah will be Sunday 5 p.m., 2 mitzvahs will be Monday 5 p.m., 3 mitzvahs will be Tuesday 5 p.m., Tuesday 5 p.m. So if she blesses Shechazera at any time until 5 p.m. today, so it will say 7 days, so Melee, she cannot start counting Zion Kippur in Shabbos night. Suppose she only has the floor on Shabbos, and she doesn't bleed the other days. She still, so we didn't do more, she didn't make her sectare Shabbos before she ate. And then start counting Zion Kippur. So the Shem said, no. Why? Suppose the woman was Mishamish Kutosa at 5 p.m. Shabbos. So then, she's always in Sofit. Maybe she'll be Kerele Shabbazar. In any moment, from from Shabbos 5 p.m. till Tuesday 5 p.m. then it will be Seisa, even though it will only be Seisa one day. So why does she have to count 7 days over and above 4 days? The answer is, she might be Peretz Shechazera more than once. She might be Peretz Shechazera on something, she might be Peretz Shechazera on Monday, she might be Peretz Shechazera on Tuesday. That's very kind. She might be Peretz Shechazera. So in other words, if she's Peretz Shechazera on Sunday, so it would be said it's the other Sunday. She'll be Peretz Shechazera again on Monday, it will be Seisa. The Monday day, she'll be Peretz Shechazera again on Tuesday before 5 p.m., a minute before 5 p.m., a second before 5 p.m., so it will be Seisa. The Tuesday day too. So maybe first she has to come, Shabbos only Monday too, without working. And then Tuesday she's able to make a shiur, and she finds herself clean, so she can start designing kibbutz the Wednesday day. Because of the possibility, maybe she'll be precious. The time is only shyer if you're in Shabbos kibbutz. But suppose the husband is away, and she was not in Shabbos kibbutz. So then, she shouldn't have to count 4 days over and above the design key. So the assembly shame will say in Rahman that if a woman was Mishamish Kitoso, so then she cannot start the design key until she counts first 4 days. But if the husband is away, then there is no Shoshi of the Shefazera. Then she can start counting the Zayinikin immediately. However, the two past things, that whether she was Mishamish Kitoso or she wasn't Mishamish Kitoso, even if the husband is Mishayat, but what do? So every woman, before she starts counting the Zayinikin, she has to count 4 days. And then she can make the hefzikah. But no fitness. The Ramos says, no avul ha'achmiyah, that she has to count 5 days first. And then make the hefzikah and count it 7 days. What does it mean, 5 days? In other words, if a woman sold down on Shabbos, so she has to count Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 days. Then, on Wednesday before she makes it to Tare, and if she's clean, so she starts counting 7 days. Why? It's today, 5 days, 4 days ago, 7 days. Because if she was Mishamish Kitoso on Shabbos, so then there is a possibility she'll be Peretz Shechazera on Sunday. So if we say so on Sunday, she'll be Peretz Shechazera on Monday, she'll be Peretz Shechazera on Monday day, and she'll be Peretz Shechazera on Tuesday, so she'll be Peretz Shechazera on Tuesday day. So it's Tuesday day. So Mele, she can only, So she has to count 4 days. Shabbos, Sunday. Why Wednesday? Why Tuesday? Because of the next question. The extra question is, sometimes a woman might be in Shabbos because of, let's say, her father is close to Shkia. Let's say she is 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. And she will be in Shabbos because around 6 o'clock. But she doesn't know exactly whether it was a minute before 6 or a minute after 6. A minute after 6, it was approximately 6 o'clock. And then she might think that she was Mishamish Kitoso a minute before 6. Well, actually, that she was challenged in Tosso in the Metaphysics. Then she replenishes herself, let's say, a unit after six to be, since she thinks that she was challenged in Tosso a unit or six, so when she's replenishes herself to be even a unit after six, she won't bother. She won't bother. But actually, she was in Shamish Mutoso a few minutes after six. A few minutes after six Shabbos. So now when she's blessed for Sarah, 1 minute after six on Tuesday night, it is still within the 3 minutes less. It's still within the 3 minutes less. And she will count Zayniki as a Missouri Shabbos when she cannot help me. Because of that, there is a chumrah that she should count first 5 things and then name every time. So again, that is only Shaya if she was Mishamish, but the parents were Mishamish everywhere. So again, what do? And give me the husband in the Sayan. So she still has to count 5 days and then make it to Hale and count Zayin. But that whole Hunde is based upon a controversial deed, because this halacha that Pilate Shechazah is a Vigdele, is Pilate Shechazah, he says that 1 day of the Zayin Kim, so according to the Haile, now this is also very important, according to the Haile, and the other Shechazah, the real Haile, so it only applies to Tumasa, because by Nidhe Ba'azobe there are two aspects. There is the Yisrael Bible, and then there is Tumen Tara. Today, the dealing of Tumen Tara is not relevant, because we are all three days anyway. So today, only the Yisrael Bible is relevant, but the dealing of Tumen Tara is not relevant. Now, so the sheet of the Bible is that the whole Aloha, that the Lady Shechazera is since on 1 day of the Zion King, that's only Gabi Tumen Tara, not the Gabi Bible. Gabi Bible, there is no such aloha that the Lady Shechazera is since on 1 day of the Zion King. As far as being the Tami Paris is concerned. So then there is aloha that the Lady Shechazera is since on 1 day. In other words, that means that if a woman is his own day, and she starts to count Zion King, so then, and she was to Lady Shechazera on 1 day, so then she has to count 1 extra day in order to be able to handle pass. But can you tell us the Bible? She doesn't have to count 1 extra day. It's only since we got it in the time. Not regarding this she's a Bible, this she's a Ramah was different. That it says regarding bylaws. So in other words, this whole aloha, that this whole thing, that a woman has to count 4 days over and above 5 days, so it's only based upon Shis of Shemin that the same sayer is even a Bible. But according to the Bible, so there is no need. So this is when is the end of this Seder? 12:45. Yes. Okay. Now it's 12:25. This is the hour. And this item is very important. But so there is a special patone that Luis Kusim. Now, again, you have to be careful. because of the censorship, so sometimes when it was written in the world, Akum, so they put down Pusik. When it was written Nochri, they would put down Pusik. And sometimes when it's written Kutsin, because the censors, as a rule, were bigger than they didn't know. I mean, they didn't know what is discriminatory or anything. They didn't have the slightest idea. But if they saw the term Akum, so they immediately suspected there is something discriminatory against the body. So Mele, they changed it into Kutsin. They changed it because, you know, sometimes the printers, you know, themselves changed it, so that the censor wouldn't have an opportunity to change it. So, sometimes you have to be careful. When it says Kutsin, it's really the Kutsin, it means Docher. When it says Akum, Akum means pagan, it means the hobby, but it doesn't mean it. Chavim means nothing. Whether it's in Chavim or Tesha, it doesn't make a difference. And sometimes when it says Kusin, it means Kusin. Here in Mishni it says Kusin, it doesn't mean a goy. Here it means Kusin, not a goy. Kusin, that's the Shemrei. No, those goy, whom Sanchera transmigrated into Eretz Yisrael, and he brought in that soil, so they were faced with the problem of the Aroyic alliance who used to attack them. So in order to ward off the attack by the lions, they decided to regale themselves. But even though they regale themselves, so the Pasuk says in Lochim, as a king, Hoyyay, they had feared the Rachel. Vesalhey, Hoyyay, the French king. They feared the Rachel, at the same time they worshipped God with us. So there's an Afghanistan only, whether Kusin Gera Emissary or Kusin Gera Emissary. So some Tanoim say Kusin Gera Emissary. The Geus was no Geus. Why was the Geus a Geus? Because, you know what we got today, Geus Shalom Kaboche. There was no Kaboche. What kind of Kaboche mitzvah was it? What kind of Kaboche mitzvah was it? Whereas, did they continue to be in the Abizor? Some male Geus was no Geus. The Geos or no Geos. Sometimes say Kutsin Geos, that the Geos was there, even though they remained with the Abizorah. So the Geos was still there. So for the Tanoim that Kutsin Geos is there, so then they are going. So Kutsin are going. Ordinary going. The Gaelus is not a warrior.